to give or not to give. Surprise 6. Undue affection. Affection feels good. When we even think about an object of our affection, we feel good, warm fuzzies. We sometimes use the word love, as in, I love strawberries. This isn't really love, although affection can lead us toward love. Because affection feels good and often stimulates giving and good intent, it is frequently presumed to be spiritual. What causes us to feel affection? The object of our affection provides us pleasure or reminds us of something pleasurable, or we expect or imagine that it will provide pleasure. Sometimes we feel affection for someone due to a resonance or an old forgotten memory or even an old forgotten debt that we now wish to pay. When expressing affection, people usually expect a return later, even if it's only kindness. If it isn't forthcoming, people often criticize the receiver of their affection. This shows that the giving was commerce. There was a string attached. When one gives purely from the heart, without any strings or expectations, the receiver does have an unspoken duty. But this duty comes from life itself, not from the giver. If a beloved elder conveys priceless knowledge to a youngster, the elder does not expect the child to give comparable value in return. However, when the child grows to maturity, the adult has a duty to give value to someone else, perhaps another child. We all have a duty to life, to give as we have received. One of the most poignant, crushing experiences in life is realizing that someone for whom we have great affection and to whom we have given deeply from our heart does not care so much about us. We usually don't find out until we are in need and the person has an opportunity to do something from the heart, not just out of duty, but doesn't. We hurt because we had an expectation. We imagined that the person had a similar affection for us too, or at least heartfelt gratitude, and would act accordingly. If we don't expect something and it doesn't happen, we're not hurt. Imagine how creation might feel when we humans, capable of great morality and nobility, act instead with selfishness, greed, and malice, ignoring all the great sacrifice that came before us. Hurt occurs because we were under a self-created illusion. Illusion always ultimately hurts in some way. Untruth is a pain in the side of the universe. Removing illusion cannot occur without going through the underlying pain. Undue affection, as it is called, occurs when one's giving includes a hope or expectation of reciprocity, which is unfulfilled and apparently unwarranted. There is a string attached that comes up empty. Even though one felt generous and benevolent when expressing affection, it was commerce, which can result in loss. Commerce and human spirituality go in different directions. Commerce is founded upon and rewards division, whereas humanity's present spiritual direction aims toward intelligent awareness of unity. When we are focused on the material, we are full of affections and disaffections, moving from pleasure to pain and back again. People actually act out of emotion and affection, rather than rationality, conscience, or justice, until we start to feel more pleasure from rationality, conscience, and justice than we feel from short-lived material pleasures. The further one travels on the spiritual path, the more one releases illusion, and the more one drops affections too. One still appreciates all things and all people, and sees each for what it truly is, and not what it could be or what one hopes it to be. One recognizes that a scorpion is a scorpion and will sting by its nature, rather than hoping it will change because of our affection and good example. Without illusion, we perceive and accept people as they are. We are not blinded by our own affection, and we see whether others really have affection for us or not. The more we release affections, the more we act from truth, rationality, conscience, and justice. We still enjoy strawberries. We are just not as attached to the pleasure they provide because we get even more pleasure from truth and justice. If we have a health condition and shouldn't eat strawberries, it's easier to forego them because we derive more and more pleasure from goodness itself. Even affections and attachments that seem harmless and reasonable can actually result in a great deal of harm. A mother in her later years told her daughter, "I've never understood you, and I hate things I can't understand." The daughter had suffered since childhood from her mother's antagonism, even though her mother was very well-meaning, doing good for many. She was just attached to understanding things. If everyone were this attached to understanding, advanced souls could not find hospitable families in which to incarnate, and humanity would suffer for it. Affections and disaffections become less and less important the more we resonate with the utter benevolence, beauty, and wisdom that has created our magnificent universe. Eventually, one realizes that all affection is undue affection.